This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Be caller 9, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to see Queen and Adam Lambert on the Rhapsody Tour. To the sound of the beat. Oh! July 14th. 2019, it's this summer in San Jose, the SAP Center. The tickets go on sale this Friday, that is day after tomorrow, at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. If you want to see Queen and Adam Lambert on the Rhapsody Tour, then you need to call us right now, 800-400-3697. Hey, so last night we were having spaghetti over at my brother and sister-in-law's house.
Oh.
And I go, hey, you guys. Queen and Adam Lambert are touring together, and they I go, and they're doing a stand in Vegas. They're like, oh my God! So I think we're gonna go to Vegas and see them.
Are you?
I'm so excited.
Wait a minute.
What?
So you invited them with us as the show goes to Vegas?
Well, if the show
that.
Goes to Vegas, that is the show gonna go to Vegas?
We're going to Vegas.
I'm so excited. Are we bringing listeners?
If we go to Vegas, it's only gonna be the morning show. We don't have any plans for a listener Vegas trip.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys. I will figure out when we're going to go and tell you, and
okay.
we'll all, that would be so fun.
Totally be in for that.
What happened to the listener trip?
The listeners can go too. We'll tell listeners
Unless
too. We'll tell them
one
where
of
we're
our
all
amazing,
staying.
Lovely sponsors wants to help us out with
help us out. Help
hotel
us out.
Trip, our hotel stays and flights.
Good.
And tickets to the show.
And tickets to the show.
I wonder if we can get promo tickets, though. I wonder if, you know, will they do, like, press stuff? Anyway, whatever. We can talk about that off the air, but.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, good for you guys.
I know. Well, I'll let you know. I mean, good for all of us. Maybe we can all go. Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yes.
I'll go to
Denise
Vegas.
Denise is back.
Did you just say Denise?
I said, let me call Denise. Hold on.
Okay. Let's just start calling Denise for stuff. Denise, we really need. Rebecca's not listening to us. We keep telling her we want to go to Vegas.
Or Hawaii.
Yeah. Come on, Denise. Come on back. We miss you. You've had a long enough break.
Or at least start talking to us again. Jeez.
I know. She'll answer me back once in a great while.
I don't think she wants to hear anything from the station.
Well, I think it makes her a little bit sad because she definitely misses it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've
it's
you know,
tough.
Texted
when you
her.
Leave, when you leave it a is. Station, it's hard to still communicate with people that are still here because you do miss it.
And you want
to
know what's
even
happening.
Even if it was your choice, you still miss
She's
it.
She's still, in my whole career, she has the best out I've ever seen in my life. Like,
I'm going to do that.
I hope I can pull that off, like to just be all.
She retired. Listen to this, you guys. This is great. So she'd been at, since this place was the Rocker, I mean,
right.
I think she'd
she
been
was here. Right, she
here
at KRQR, yeah.
Right. And then even before that, like she was, like everything you know about Alice, if you've ever been to an Alice event, it was all Denise. Like she used to just almost, it was like planning a wedding for her. Like it's that was her calling. She should have been a wedding planner. So she was just amazing. And when she decided that she was retiring, she told one person, well, she told, I'm sure, whoever she had to tell in HR or whatever, and said, do not tell anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went out and got incredible, thoughtful gifts for everyone that mattered to her here.
Yep.
And she left a pile of gifts, like, on the table out there and never showed back up here again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we found out that she'd retired. She'd written a personal note to each
this
person.
This is even better. I saw her. Like a couple days
yeah.
before
yeah.
her
oh, no,
out.
Of course.
And there were conversations
mm-hmm.
between her and I that there was nothing, not a wink,
nope.
yep.
not a, oh, yeah, that's happening. All right, see right. you later. Yeah. Have a great day.
I
Bye,
know.
Baby.
Yep. I was hella tight with her, too.
Forever.
We talk mm-hmm. all the time. And that, I remember, I think it was a Thursday, and she goes, okay. I go, all right, I'm taking off. Do you need anything? Whatever. She's like, okay, see you tomorrow.
Yep.
Boom.
And then we never saw her again.
yeah.
awesome.
But listen, Rebecca
totally awesome
has been working for Denise, with Denise, for many, many years. So a lot of that stuff rubbed off on Rebecca. So.
Oh, yeah, no, Rebecca's fantastic.
Rebecca's
this
great.
Is no...
Berg is great. The whole promotions department is great. But, you know, when we don't get what we want from Rebecca, we just
hang Denise over her head.
I feel like maybe we could just call Denise.
Denise would have done it.
Yeah, Denise would have. Well, people love that, don't
just
they?
Kidding,
yeah,
Rebecca.
They do.
When their predecessor gets, you know.
Right.
Well, that's not how Denise did it. I know. Huge.
My ex-girlfriend always did that.
Exactly. Yeah. My first husband did that.
My first husband never did that. And anyway. I'm not doing it. Mm.
Trash time, right?
It is. It's time for the very, very best songs in the country at this moment.
Oh,
my God. They're so good. Let's start with number 100. This is the Billboard Hot 100. Ellie Goulding with Diplo featuring Swae Lee. Is that correct? Do I have all the names
right? Yeah, that's correct.
Close to me.
Yeah.
Swae Lee's about to jump in. You want to hear some rap?
Yeah, all right. Skipping up to number 10, Juice WRLD. We were just talking about this. I think this is emo rap, right? Mm-hmm. Lucid Dreams. You want me dead.
To make me feel like okay, I know it's all in my head.
Number 9 is Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You.
I'm not crazy about her, but I do think she's talented.
Yeah.
Do you have the story about her this morning?
There's a few stories about her.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we
okay.
do.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
I'm not.
I'll play you the video.
I didn't.
You gonna the guys like me to sundown. I need a girl like you. Man, they know how to write a hook. Lil Baby and Gunna is at number 8. Drip Too Hard. Number 7 is, look at that. Offset's on this one. Kodak Black featuring Travis Scott and Offset. ZZ, number 7. Number 6 is Sheck Wes, Mobamba. God, this song blows.
Who is this again?
Sheck Wes.
Yeah, this is terrible.
He's telling you, I'm Sheck Wes. Number 5 is Panic at the Disco, High Hopes. All right, Hooman, this one's for you. Halsey, right. Without Me.
Oh, it's a good song.
Catch you if you fall.
Hey, Bryn.
Yes?
You know that one line in the song where it's like, you don't have to tell me, I already know? That's from a Justin Timberlake song, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, when you referenced that, I didn't know.
There's
I was
a line
like, okay.
that she does toward the end of that song.
Song right here? Without
yeah,
me?
That song. Yeah, it's like kind of toward the end.
All right, let me look it up real quick. I'm looking up the lyrics.
And then I think it's from a... She says it exactly. You don't have to tell me. I already know. I already know. And it's directly from a hit Justin Timberlake song. Because I only know hits.
Cry Me a River?
That's it's either, people it's were, either crime. Oh, is it from Cry Me a River?
People were texting in Cry Me a River.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like 5 people in a row.
I didn't know what the reference was to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That thank you. I thought it was like what goes around comes around.
Mm.
My 2 favorite songs by him. I love him.
You don't like that. I see what you're saying. I think that's a bridge. I'll be back.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, no. Do you have
all
to
right.
stay?
I gotta stay. Let me play the last few
songs
for you.
Then get the 2 things together
okay,
and we'll do it afterwards.
Do
so number 3 is Marshmello and Bastille, Happier. This song is catchy as hell.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
Line 5 can sing the line from Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wow. Oh all right. Well, I'll take some live singing. What's your name?
Staff.
Okay, sing.
Staff, Stephanie.
Okay, go ahead, Staff.
Yeah. You don't have to know, or you don't have to go. I already know. I found out from him.
Okay. Well done. Very, very well done.
Messed it up a little, but you know.
Did you notice that in the song? I was like, oh my God, what's that from? I know that line. I already know. No?
Yeah, Cry Me a River.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Steph. Okay, bye. Boy, Stephanie.
I still don't know.
You'll hear it. You'll recognize
right.
it. Ariana Grande is number 2. She got knocked out of the number 1 position. She debuted at number 1, spent 3 weeks there. Thank you. Next. And she got knocked out because Travis Scott did that big merchandising bundling thing on his Sicko Mode is number 1. Travis Scott. Kylie's baby daddy.
Right. Is anyone else surprised that Ariana Grande, like, she just had broke up, Mac Miller, all that, and then the breakup, and that song came out hella fast. Like, that was, that's a machine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The music industry.
That's her handling her press.
Yeah.
I'm sure they went, how do we manage this situation you've created?
Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll just come up with a number one song, and it'll I'll just answer everyone's questions in the song.
Yeah, exactly. Now she's just free of it.
Yeah, and making dough.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Hooman.
Yes.
I laughed. I giggled a little bit when I heard this particular story, and I know what a huge yoga fan you are, so I wanted to make sure that you heard
this.
Here we go. In a new interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine, Gwyneth basically takes credit for making yoga a thing. As far as she's concerned, she's the one who popularized it. She says, I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And I literally turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before.
Oh no!
So if you did your yoga today, you can thank Gwyneth Paltrow for that. You can also thank her for. Isn't that funny?
You even put a bleep hole tone in your voice perfectly.
Thank you.
It makes me hate. And I really, you do that justice. Like you're putting that tone on it, just that air.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's disgusting. She's so good in Iron Man, and she's actually a really pretty lady.
I agree.
But when you do her voice. She's so unlikable.
It's me. I'm ruining Gwyneth Paltrow for everyone.
Well, no, if you've ever met her, she's...
I haven't.
She's basically what you've described. I was at a red carpet event, and she was the big star that night. Oh. And she needed to talk to her agent while the paparazzi were taking pictures of her. And she turned away from the paparazzi. And all the paparazzi freaked out. They're like, no, don't leave, don't leave. And she turns to them and she looks at them and she screams. She goes, calm down. Be patient. I need a minute. And she's screaming at all the paparazzi while they're firing off. But she couldn't be pleasant about it.
Well, maybe she was having a bad day. You know, it is work for her.
Standing there?
It was work. I just... Look, we all have our bad moments.
I invented yoga.
Yeah.
Duh.
You have your job because I do yoga.
I typed in, when did yoga start? And in northern India over 5,000 years ago.
Yeah, but she popularized it here, Yuzette. Uh-huh. I mean, just ask her.
Yeah, duh.
So, I have your lyrics for
you. Oh, okay, here we go. So this
Which
is...
Do you want first? You want Timberlake see, first no,
I
want, or you want Halsey's
I
want
to hear the line from the new Halsey song.
All right, here it is. All right. That's that, okay. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, look at you!
Isn't that funny? Incredible. It was just exactly the way she phrased it, too. I'm like, oh, I wonder if she had to, like, pay him to... Or ask permission to
I'm sure he
say
was
it
like,
exactly that way.
Wink.
You go ahead, hun.
Well, I mean, it's not... It's just a shout-out, right?
Sure.
Very cute. Is.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
And amazing.
Well, I didn't know what song it was in, but...
Well, yeah, but you never remember anything important.
Right.
And here you are.
That is not important. Thus, I remembered it.
Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow, more on Gwyneth. As you know, she has that goop thing.
Yeah.
Her goop site is worth something like $200 million.
Sell it.
I don't know if she wants to. She keeps on getting... She's actually had to settle. She had to pay like $200,000 to settle that vaginal egg suit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little jade eggs that she does.
Right.
Because she's making all these false claims about what they would do for you and, I don't know, center your chi. I'm not sure. She, you know, you have this job because I... centered my chi. She's launched, this is for Christmas, if you're rich. So rich people, we have some of those here in the Bay Area. Here's what you want for Christmas. It is a $5,700 dirty weekend sex kit.
Oh.
Actually, she has two levels of this because there is one that's...
For poor people?
A hair under 4,000. But the high-end one, let's see, massage oil, a 24-karat gold sex toy. So the sex toy is, we know these makers, Lilo.
Oh, yeah.
That you know what? They make a really good...
They do.
Vibrator.
They do. But even, it's so funny because the $120 one now sounds...
Cheap.
Cheap.
Super cheap.
This is a $5,000 gold-plated 24 karat gold warms to your body temperature while in use. Yeah, anything you hold against your body will, but thanks. So here's a, I mean, the presentation is, it's called the Lilo Olga, I believe.
Lilo Olga.
The Olga.
Well, it comes in a nice box. Yeah, whatever.
A $5,000 golden dildo. So thank you. I know you love that word. So there's a also a $965 massage ring.
It's perfect.
Topped with feathers, marabou feathers.
Don't you think that's anatomically very well done, though? I mean,
I guess.
Shaped correctly.
Is that on Goop or is that on?
That's on Goop.
Because I found it on Lilo for $3,500.
Oh, well, she's got to have a little markup on there.
Same one, right?
Hold
yeah,
on.
That's
There's
it.
A ring here somewhere. Hold on. Let me find it. Well, you know what? They actually have it as listed as being $3,700 in the less expensive. Oh, here's the. This is called a Marabou Pleasure Puff Ring. It's 900 and something bucks. What do you even do with it? I'm not. Oh, geez. It has feathers all over the top of it. I mean, is it possible that that's for your wiener?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah. It looks like one of those troll dolls. I mean, when you
it
put
really,
the
yes, when you sh- like
when
that
you get it on,
their
it'll
head going sure.
You have a little troll wiener.
There's a vegan lubricant, Hooman.
Ooh, what's it called?
Jelly.
Oh, by, it's not liquid.
No, it's by Vibovid, water-based personal lubricant. It's I think it's like a $22 thing. So that's on you know on top of everything else. Looks like Balm Yard Beauty Romantic Call Body Oil. Antioxidant coconut, shea, sweet almond, and hibiscus seed oil. Yeah, this, and then there's like some kind of set of, they're condoms, they're just condoms, but they're calling them gender neutral packed, barely there condoms. Mm. Anyway, if you want to spend your money at Goop, and a lot of your money, is what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, I wouldn't spend what she's saying there, but that $100 one that we, you know, everyone goes, oh, that's a lot of money.
Right.
For the pleasure.
It was good.
It's totally worth the money.
Mine died, though.
It'd be crazy
got
not to.
Got a couple
to.
Good years out of it.
If I had a woman area, I would invest $120. In fact,
if you have me for Christmas, get me that.
By association, I have one of those, and I also have purchased multiple ones of those other things.
Oh.
You know what I mean? For her.
Mm-hmm.
They work good.
Yeah.
Since you figure out how to work which button does which thing.
Right.
There's a little bit of a...
I really just want the one setting.
Right.
But some people, I guess, like to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is saying that there's a Goop store that opened in San Francisco.
That. I don't want that.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, there's a Goop store? An actual Goop store?
It looks like there's one on Fillmore Street.
Oh.
Here?
Yeah.
It's not just a pop-up? It's like a full-on...
I don't know if it's a pop-up.
That's a good place for it. Yeah. Mm. Love some money to spend on Fillmore Street.
Looks good for
pretty
them.
Pretty trendy.
Mm.
Pictures.
Well, you head in there. Maybe you can get one of those Lilo gold-plated personal pleasure devices.
Well, if money isn't a thing, why wouldn't you?
Right. And for some people, money isn't a thing. So congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
I think the people who money isn't a thing, though, are usually people who money's never been a thing. If you've earned money, you'd be like, I can't justify
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's so true. Like, you might have the money to do this and be like, that is wasteful.
That's not
and
happening.
That's not how I got to this point.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like Gwyneth was here on the 30th for the kind of grand opening of
oh,
it.
Goodness. Oh, goodness. How did you not go over there and meet up with her?
the people that handle her, I don't think they like me.
Oh.
I know one of the women. It's okay.
Oh, do Find you? You know one of believe. Gwyneth's women? Handled
and
him?
I know one of the people that doesn't like me, yeah.
Oh, oh you know who it
oh
is?
God.
I do, yeah.
Oh, what did you do to her? Why didn't she like you?
Did you date her?
No, she treated a couple of my friends poorly, oh. And I called her out on it, and she didn't like that. And so she has a lot of high-powered people that come to town, and I can see the events I don't get invited to, because
oh.
She's the one that's the head of PR for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Wow, that's too bad. I feel like, you know, when it's people don't like us... They don't like you, you know? Anyway, that's your 7 o'clock trash. Hey, hello to my brother, if he's listening.
Oh, what's up, John?
Hi, John.
He commutes now.
ABJ.
So. Oh.
Is that right? So he is officially a Monday through Friday.
What's?
8-hour day, work a day guy.
He's not. He does it's less than that.
Yeah, it's like 7 to noon.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the name of the company again? I forgot the name.
And that's considered full time? Or it's not?
It's kind of full time. It gets great. I mean, you know, it's one of these.
Is it in the city or the North Bay?
No, it's up in Petaluma, so he does a whole reverse commute. He loves the people there.
Oh, good.
And he decided to take it.
Good
He frees up his afternoons and because he has his own company.
He can hang out with you.
Yeah, he's home just in time to be around you.
That's true.
How'd that work out?
I know.
I don't know. He worked it out.
Weird, John.
Great.
It's a 40-minute commute.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's not bad at all. So yesterday at dinner, I was like, so have you been listening, you know? And he's like, no, I listen to NFL radio.
Oh my God.
Get out.
I was like, so I just stopped talking. I looked really sad. And then he started, you know, feeling bad about it.
Oh, so you think you got him?
Maybe. I guess I'll find out today.
Well, don't you think your texter would have gone off by now?
Oh, let's see if it does. Text me if you listened, John.
What's the name of your company?
I think it's Ohm.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, that sounds right. What's a gal's name that originally emailed
Kasha.
In? Kasha.
Ohm?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like O-H-M?
I don't know.
All right.
What's coming up?
A hippo attacks.
Oh, no. They're so dangerous.
I know.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We would love you to come here and work with us, but only if you're over 18 and you can get college credit for it. We are always looking for interns, and specifically right now we're looking for the second semester interns, our spring interns, as we like to call them. We have a great crop of interns right now. Hard workers, learning a ton. Who knows where they'll go in radio.
That's right.
And you could be next. And we pay, too, now. Thank you, Intercom, for bringing back our whole internship program. Mm-hmm. Send an email, a cover letter, and a resume to uzette@radioalice.com. U-Z-E-T-T-E. And remember, with Uzette especially, and really anytime you're going for an actual job, spelling counts. Grammar counts. Let's make this all count. So if you want to be a spring intern, uzette@radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. You can watch this show.
Hello.
It's actually a TV show.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
It's a computer show?
Yeah.
Not a TV.
It's all
whatever.
Those things.
Webcast?
Is it a webcast? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it's called. It's
watch
show.
Your radio.
Hello.
At RadioAlice.com.
Watch us. We do all kinds of interesting things all morning.
Right.
Like, I totally scratch my head and pull out my hair. Vinny will, like, rub his brow a little bit.
Whenever they show clips, I'm actually surprised at how peacefully you sit while, whether you're the one talking or I'm the one talking, you just sit very still. And you're sort of hunched into your mic and you've just got your little, you got a very calm way about you.
That's funny that you say that because I always think it looks like I'm fidgeting.
No.
Like I'm always itching like at my bra strap or I'm like messing with my fingers. I'm constantly doing things with my fingers.
Not only am I talking to you, but I'm also hand gesturing a lot and I look at Uzette a lot.
Yeah, right. I look at Uzette a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll be like scratching my head. Like, I don't even have an itchy head. But apparently.
Well, that's your thing. You play with your hair.
I constantly pull my hair through my fingers. But then I'll actually be itching at my head. And I'm like, what have I got, lice?
Right.
Like, and I don't realize it.
Uh-huh.
So far. I like those little clips that the Alice Nerd Network is always putting up. Oh, she's always dabbing at
leaky
her eyes.
My eyes. Yeah. Particularly the right eye is just crazy. Watery. At all times.
You know,
I
noticed though, because it's so funny, every morning I walk in here and within 5 minutes I am sneezing my head off. Yeah. I don't know what it is in our office that just kills
me. Well, something's
in
there. We all know that.
We sure do. There's something. So this morning I'm like, okay, countdown to the sneeze. I haven't sneezed. I've not sneezed yet. Just when I said that, my nose tickled.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, watch all the weirdness at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. The funeral for former President George H.W. Bush is today. Mm. I guess mail delivery is going to be stopped. Someone wrote in and said the DMV is open today.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
state.
Too.
Is that just because it's state run, not federal?
And they also wrote, you guys are ones to talk about taking days off.
Oh, no, we know. We get it. We take days off.
Matter of fact, we'll be off Friday.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Off on Friday.
Sucker.
Okay, trips.
Oh, I love trips.
Trips are fun.
Mm-hmm.
But as Americans, I think we have a tendency to believe because everything is because lawsuits have made everything so super safe.
Mm-hmm.
we have a tendency to believe that we can go anywhere we want and everything's going to be, I mean, you wouldn't let me do anything unsafe, would you? I mean, there's no way I can get hurt doing this, right? This will be fine.
You're saying, like, you know, we think we can go to North Korea.
Anywhere we want and everything will be just fine.
Because America.
Right. Because okay. We come up in a place where everything's been checked and lawsuited into smithereens.
Right. It's so very true. Yes. See, the day, yeah, America. Mm-mm.
Kristen Yalder.
The only way, yeah. Okay, where did Kristen go?
And her husband, Ryan, are from, they're Floridians.
Oh. Where are they?
They jetted off to South Africa and Zimbabwe to celebrate their her 37th birthday.
Oh, I would love to go to South Africa. And Zimbabwe, I suppose, would probably be nice, too.
After enjoying a number of safaris and a drum and dinner show.
Oh, boy.
Kristen and Ryan ventured to Wild Horizons, where they embarked on a canoeing excursion down the Zambezi River.
Okay.
Now, I believe we
boy,
have
they're
told,
adventurers, these two.
We have told stories about Wild Horizons and the canoeing.
Have we?
Yes, I believe we have. Anyway, as they drifted down the body of water, a mother hippopotamus who was with her young calf emerged from under the water and flipped their canoe.
Hippos are so dangerous.
Kristen, well, she was with her kid.
Yeah.
She's just being, you know, mama bear,
right.
Mama hippo, whatever. Anyway, she flipped their canoe. Ryan swam for it. And Kristen was dragged under by the hippo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
The animal then chomped down on her leg, breaking her femur. She remains in intensive care.
Oh, she lived. I thought you were going to say that the thing just drowned her.
She later managed to escape, but didn't receive medical attention for a few hours. When she was finally airlifted from the scene, another 13 hours passed before she arrived at a hospital in South Africa. Despite her condition, it looks like she's going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
One of those teeth hit her femoral artery.
Mm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They say if one of those teeth hit her femoral artery, it would be
a funeral. Absolutely. It's one of the biggest arteries in your body.
So she was very lucky.
You cut your femoral artery. You hear that all the time. You know, you cut that. Forget it. You're bleeding out in a couple
minutes.
That's
her?
Yeah, that's her.
Let's have a look at her.
She looks sturdy.
They do look like adventurers, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is this in the canoe moments before I got flipped by the hippo? Wow. Oh, aren't they a cute? They're actually a very cute couple. They look very buff.
So when I was in Africa, everyone was warning me, stay away
from
the hippos.
Where'd you go in Africa?
South Africa, Johannesburg. And
when was this?
July. I did that missions trip with those kids.
Oh, that's right.
So a couple things about hippos. If there's anything like blocking them from the water, because that's their safety place, like they'll run you down. They'll run anything down.
Mm. So, to get to the water.
So I don't know if you read this stat, but 2,900 people a year are killed by hippos.
Jesus. This lady's really lucky, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Thing broke her leg with its mouth. And her husband's just swam away.
And if you're in the water
Bastard.
And you see hippos around, you need to go to the shore along the side of
the
river.
Shore.
Wherever, like, because that happens all the time where a hippo will turn over a boat, and you need to be close to the land so you can run. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
If you stay in the middle of the water, you're dead. You see any hippos, go to the shore.
I'm just going to avoid hippos, I think.
You are?
Yeah, I'm just not going to.
Gonna
but
go
on
to,
land.
I'm not going to go on. I hate boats anyway.
You've had a
I just don't like boats, period. And then now I'm going to go. And plus, I would not just be scared that there were going to be hippos, but also crocodiles. Also eels and leeches. Mm. Also just the gooky, wookly, you know, dirt at the bottom, all ghoul.
Bacterial stuff.
Yeah, just, yeah, right. Now I'm going to get some kind of bacterial infection, you know, in my butt, I assume.
So what?
Your open places.
Yeah, the open places, you know.
The fastest hippo.
There's nothing. Snakes, like water swimming snakes. You know, you just know.
Yeah.
A hippo can run 19 miles per hour.
Oh, my God. That's so much faster than I can run.
The fastest human can run 27 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah, man. I bet you I'd be the fastest human that day when a hippo was chasing me.
And then, so unbelievable that people are out there taking cruises or, you know, oh, we'll just go down the Zambezi and see what is.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
The hippos, I was reading, the females weigh 2,900 to 3,300 pounds.
Oh, my God, it's humongous.
Oh, it's
Like a cow weighs 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, actually.
Well, I see sea lions all the time, and I don't know what they weigh, but they're huge. Mm-hmm. Probably 300 to 500 pounds.
Yeah.
They're huge by comparison to us.
Like one of the big males.
And they swim around us, too. Right. I watched a guy just like 2 weeks ago. We're sitting in the water. Everything's calm. There's not a ripple. And a sea lion jumps out, I'd say 5 feet from him, arcs, and hits the water again, like swimming.
Mm.
And I'm like, and the guy didn't even flinch either. And I am the most twitchy dude. Something touches my foot, I get twitchy.
Yeah.
Or I feel water move past me, and I get twitchy. This dude was like ice.
Stoic.
What? I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, they're moving in and out of the, they're in there, you're in their place is my point.
By the way, 22 people a year get killed by cows. Since you just mentioned cows.
Oh. Right. I was thinking you mentioned cows as well. A female hippo is called a cow.
Oh,
right.
And a youngin is called a calf.
Calf. How funny. Mm-hmm.
Huh. How about a fast fact?
It's not confusing at all, huh?
Fast. I love those.
The guy who invented Vaseline ate a spoonful of it every day.
Why?
And he lived to be 92. Wow.
Isn't it made out of like oil?
Maybe he thought he was, you know, clearing his exit.
Maybe.
Lube in the
kill
exit.
Him, obviously.
The first man.
Maybe he would have been 100.
Right. Maybe he took 8 years off his life.
Or that's why he lived to be.
Well, we'll never know.
The first man to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel and survive died 15 years later when he slipped on an orange peel and got an infection.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. He got an infection from slipping on an orange peel?
Halle Berry.
Yes.
Was named after a department store. She was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and her mom loved the department store there called Halle's.
Halle. Halle's a great name. Very unusual, too. I think that's the only Halle I've ever heard of.
You're right. Oh, that's a football player.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's the Rams.
Tight end.
Was that the play that they called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's plenty of Haleys out there, but not too many Haleys.
Scorpion venom is the most expensive liquid in the world at $39 million per gallon.
What?
The main reason is it could be the key to developing next-level medicines that could fight things like malaria, bone disease, and even cancer.
Sounds like we can't afford it. $39 million a gallon?
Less expensive than not landing on Mars.
We landed there.
Right. So says the picture we saw 3 days later.
Oh, my God. And there's a whole panorama going on.
Right,
right?
I saw it.
Dig down.
It's very neat.
It's going to be
great. Sure.
I think learn a ton.
Okay.
Can I
live
add,
there within our lifetimes.
Can I add to your scorpion facts?
Yes.
Here? So to get 1 gallon of scorpion venom, you have to milk 2.6 million scorpions.
And how many people die in the process of getting that venom as well? Does it say?
No, let me look that up.
Don't they say the smaller the scorpion, the more poisonous?
I've never heard
like
that.
Like a big scorpion supposedly isn't as bad, but a big one would have more. I wonder if it, you know, would have more venom, you'd think, just by body size.
Be scarier for sure.
So there's 1.2 million scorpion stings a year, and that leads to 3,250 deaths.
Oh, it's a lot. It's more than hippos, but not much more.
For every person killed by a snake, 10 are killed by a scorpion.
Yeah, scorpions. No thanks.
You ever had a scorpion fall?
What's that mean?
It's when you fall face first and your legs come over the back.
No, I have not. Dude, there was a guy who got crushed like that in some tackle I was looking at last weekend.
They call that a scorpion.
Oh, it's awful.
I did it on my snowboard. this was my snowboard, the wood board I was talking to you about. I face planted, and my board hit me in the back of the head.
Oh.
And I guess I was young enough and limber enough and drunk enough that it didn't kill me or break anything. Is that stupid or what?
It's incredible, actually. It does sound like a broken back waiting to happen.
Right.
Or at least a couple crushed.
And that's just one of the times. You ever had a scorpion fall, Bryn? You have to have, right?
Yeah, I have.
Face plant and your legs just go right over the back.
Absolutely.
Ooh, look at that scary guy.
Yeah, so they're giving it an electric charge so that
he'll squirt.
He can extract.
Oh, I can see the tiny little bit coming out.
Yeah, it's a trick.
Boy, that is cruel. I gotta say that the
it's very low voltage.
Freaking torturing that thing.
Yeah, yeah, but these are murder machines, Sarah.
That's not their fault. That's just how they were made. How they evolved.
How he's doing it too. So
those little tiny.
He explains that the voltage is not harmful to the animal.
Well, and that soft music makes it seem okay, doesn't
it? Yeah, I don't. I'm sure he's not harmed by it, but it probably hurts.
No, he's extracting it and just. He's
I don't like
just
it.
Getting agitated.
It just seems like cruelty to animals, right there.
Whoa!
Oh
of
man!
Of all the people, you.
Well, I don't want to watch something held by tweezers and tortured. That
he doesn't kill it though. He just you know.
He just tortures it for a while.
For humankind.
Hey, they're gonna cure something someday.
All right.
With all that.
Wow.
Then I'm all for it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Lots of people finally got on that Cry Me a River bandwagon. Tons of people texted
you
in. She names Justin Timberlake as a writer of her song.
Oh, funny. Oh, because she took that lyric. Right. That's hilarious. Wow. Yeah, that's good. Good job finding all the perfect parts, too.
Thank you. There's an Instagram video of John Mayer playing for her while she sings that song.
Oh.
Halsey and John Mayer. I just found it this morning.
Is her name Amy Allen?
Is it
says written by Amy Allen, Ashley Frangipane.
No, that's her name.
DeLacy. That's it?
Yeah, it's
Ashley Frangipane.
DeLacy, Justin Timberlake, Louis Bell, Scott Storch, Tim Mosley.
Scott Storch?
Yeah.
Yeah, her name is Ashley Nicolette Frangipane.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder she
Scott
went with
Storch from like creators. Who's Scott Storch?
No, Scott Storch was a producer that got huge and then like smelled it all away.
Yeah, oh, he smelled too much Coke. That. Oh, that fresh smell of Coke.
Yeah. Do you think Ashley Nicolette Frangipane would have flown?
Scott Storch was behind like, and I'm just guessing. So feel free to write in and torch me. Whatever. What's her name? Christina
Aguilera.
He's behind one of her albums.
Oh, Scott
and
Storch.
More. Like
I'm thinking of Scott Stapp.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
But I know the name Scott Storch. It's a good name. Storch.
Sarah, are you going to talk about the controversy on The Voice last night?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I don't know about it.
I don't
what happened?
I actually just printed something out for you.
Oh.
All right. Well, you know, you do it. I got a story about Cardi B coming up.
I watched Narcos. I didn't see the.
Oh,
I also have
the first episode is so good.
Oh, of the next episode, next season.
It's in Mexico. It's in Mexico. I don't know if there's no one in particular, so it's not like Pablo Escobar is the villain in the first two, which was so good. But so far, it's really the first episode is really
good. It's funny you mentioned, you know, things that you stream. I have a ton of stories about Netflix, actually, and who's hosting the Oscars, and oh my God, Cardi B.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.